We have this feature piece here from Slime Magazine that basically says it is now time for 6 months olds to get the jab. And there's absolutely no danger. Time even goes out of its way and lies and says there's not been one major incident of anyone that was vaccinated 12 to 17 years old. But here's how they get away with the lie. Well, and look, I'll play it. I'll play it a clip. You have to listen with professional, real radio announcer ears. He doesn't say, or the Slime Magazine doesn't say, 12 to 17 year olds have no incidents of being killed by the Corona Doom vaccine. Instead, he says it in the negative. What he actually says, this is how sinister these clowns are. What he actually said, what they actually say in the Slime Magazine headline story and this little video that they put together, what they say is there's not been one infection of Corona Doom among the 12 to 17 year old vaccinated. So what does that mean? It's 100% effective. They're 12 to 17 year olds. They have bulletproof immune systems. That actually probably the average rate of 12 to 17 year olds getting the flu in any previous year during the warm months of spring and in the hot months of summer, which we're now in. You see what they do here? All of the propaganda and the lies, which now all be ported towards one thing. And what's that? Jabbing you. ...844-527-8723. It's all about bioterrorism event number two, the Corona hoax / Corona doom phase two was vaccination. Now, because no one knows what's going to happen to people that have been mRNA vaccinated and thus genetically edited, no one knows what's going to happen to them. No one knows. What happens when flu season comes around next year, the traditional flu season, which is beginning of fall all the way through pretty much the end of winter? What's going to happen when there's always new coronaviruses? This is the other dirty little secret. There's always new viruses out there. What's going to happen when the mRNA vaccine starts telling people, that's a new antibody. Yeah, don't attack that. You don't need that. That guy's all right. I only want you to attack the ones that I tell you, and there's only two, SARS-CoV and SARS-CoV-19. In any event, the lid is being blown off of the cover here. There's no place for these people to hide any longer. So we have that. We also now have the evidence is, we have all this like evidence and stuff. The evidence is piling up, ladies and gents, that whatever the Corona doom was, it was cooked up in a laboratory. In the Wuhan lab in China. Why do you keep calling it the Chinese virus? Because it's not racist at all, because it came from China. There's now video of the bats inside the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not hanging around outside waiting for it to turn dark so they can go vampire bat on people. They're in the lab. In it. In cages. There's even one video of one of the Chinese Wuhan Virology Institute researchers feeding a bat because it wouldn't eat. The story is coming out. Here's the thing. You know, the thing. Is your neighbor now going to believe it? I think that your neighbor that got the jab is so now completely invested in the horror story, the fake horror story that was the corona hoax, that there's no hope for them short of a complete Holy Ghost-inspired conversion. There's really no hope for them. They are ruined as terrified little ninnies and wards of the state now. They are ruined forever. There is an excellent essay that I would have done as a calling card yesterday. This is by Max Morton at AmericanGreatness.com. Federalism is key to surviving a divided nation. Hey, by the way, big Supreme Court voting abuse, voting rights don't exist news. Did you hear that yesterday the 9 black-robed commanders-in-chief of all things good, noble, fine, and American, that the Supreme Court of the United States refused to hear another clear-cut violation of the Constitution and how elections were carried out case? They had the chance to weigh in yet again and to say that the Constitution is what reigns here. You know what's written in Article 2, Section 3, the 12th Amendment, 24th Amendment. It's been so long since I talked about it, I forget all of my P's and Q's on this, but it'll come to me. It's Article 2, Section 1, right? And then Article 3, Section 4, I want to say. In any event, Paul Rodriguez, the comedian, is the guy with another dude that brought the suit in California as a Latino. And he brought the suit against Gruesome Newsom because he said that he was being disenfranchised because there's no possibility that a Republican candidate for a federal office is ever going to win the Electoral College votes in California. And Rodriguez thinks that the Constitution says that you got to count presidential election votes by congressional district. And, of course, the court said, well, we're not going to hear the case. And, of course, all the Stacey Abrams types out there saying, that's not the case. They left the question open. You can interpret it. The states are free to do this, and the states are free to do that. I might be inclined to go 10th Amendment and say that that's okay, yeah, maybe. But that's not what the framers intended, which is why they came up with the Electoral College system. And one of the ways that they sold the Constitution in convention to the little states, like Rhode Island, which ultimately refused to ratify but then came along, and little tiny Delaware, is that, hey, man, you get two senators. You get as many senators as ginormous Virginia. Why did that matter? That added to the congressional tally. So in a small state like Delaware, you'd have, I think it's two, no, it's one member of Congress and two senators. So you'd, at a minimum, get three Electoral College votes. Now, in a state like Delaware, it wouldn't be as big of a deal for the winner-takes-all Electoral College system, which was not the framers' intention. If the framers, if James Madison and James Wilson and Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston and Ben Franklin and all the signers of the Constitution and the delegates were at the convention in 1787. If they'd have wanted the election of the president, and look, they talked about it. You can read the proceedings of the Federal Convention of 1787, Max Farron's volumes, it's called. You can see Madison's notes and McHenry's notes and all the notes in there. If they had wanted each state to only have one vote in the Electoral College, which would be a majority carries the day of congressional districts, they would have written it in there. They would have said that. They didn't. They did not say that. Oh, but this is one of these, well, they didn't say anything about it, so the point is moot. As John Roberts is fond of saying about all electoral challenges that had the name Trump on them. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and be fine with that. And I'm going to say that, okay, well, since it's not written, then we can secede. Because it's not written and it's not prohibited by the Constitution. So since it's not written and not prohibited, and since you guys are acting all moot-y and stuff, well, we're just going to ask you, hey, man, hey, SCOTUS, hey, Llama, you know, we want you to keep acting all Llama, EE and stuff. And just keep pretending like, well, no, that state seceded, so what? Or a part of a state seceded from the state and then said, we're also not rejoining the union? Yeah, that ought to be a moot argument. It's not prevented or prohibited by the Constitution. It isn't. No matter what anyone tells you.